our sanctification, it too is a gift of grace. We certainly do not earn our glorification. It is the culminating gift of grace, which then allows God to show us everlasting grace through all eternity. In the book of Ephesians, both in chapter 1 and chapter 2, reference is made to the riches of His grace, even to the surpassing riches of His grace. So the word surpassing, hyperbolon, hyper, super, that is to say, it is an exceeding, abundant, lavish extension of grace. All of this, of course, is in and through Jesus Christ. And one of the most wonderful statements about Jesus Christ in all of Scripture is given us by John in his Gospel, chapter 1, verse 14, where he says of the Lord Jesus, He was full of grace. Full of grace. That wonderful fact is followed by an even more wonderful statement, and of His fullness have all we received, and grace upon grace. He is full of grace, and we receive out of that fullness grace upon grace upon grace upon grace. We accumulate grace every moment of our Christian experience. Grace that comes from the abundance of God's supply and never diminishes that supply at all. Luke said that the early Christians, according to Acts chapter 4, were experiencing abundant grace. As I mentioned earlier, Paul says in Romans 5:2, we stand in grace. That is to say, our very life is lived in an environment of grace. In Romans 5:17, Paul says God gives us an abundance of grace. James says we have received a greater grace, that is to say, greater than we can comprehend. And Peter, not willing to be left out, adds, we have been given the manifold or multifaceted or multicolored grace of God. Grace is always spoken of in terms of lavishness, of excess, of fullness, of richness, because we need so much grace, and God gives enough and more than enough, and the supply is never, ever diminished. From all of that, you get the distinct idea that God doesn't